Developing skills for Imbalsi. Listening comprehension, task 3. Listen to a young writer, Lachlan Reed, talking on the radio about his career. You will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 5. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
This morning, we're talking to teenage fiction writer Lachlan Reed. Welcome to Spark Radio, Lachlan.
Thanks, Jack. It's great to be here.
Our listeners are very much looking forward to finding out about your new book. But first of all, let's talk about your first novel, The Dragon's Cave, which was published 5 years ago. Where did the story come from?
Well, I'd been working on The Dragon's Cave for as long as I can remember, really. It was a story that I came up with as a child. I was maybe 4 or 5 years old when I first introduced the characters of Archie, the young boy, and his pet dragon, Spike, into the bedtime stories that my mum and I invented. They became almost like part of our family, and we created more and more complicated and interesting adventures for them as I got older. As I learned to read and write, I started writing about their adventures and drawing pictures to illustrate the things they did and the places they visited. It became like a fantasy world for me.
You were only 14 when the book was published. What did it mean to you to see your book on the shelves of your local bookshop at that age?
On the one hand, it was a very exciting time for me. I loved all the parties and the interviews when the book was released. We also did a book tour where we travelled to different cities and I would go to bookshops and read sections of my book in front of an audience. I found that really difficult at first, but it became easier every time I did it. And now I'm quite confident when I have to speak in public. On the other hand, it felt really strange for me to see pictures of Archie and Spike on advertising posters when I was on the bus travelling to school.
Yes, I can imagine. And how has life changed for you since then?
For a start, there had been 2 more books about Archie and Spike since then. I always wanted to write a trilogy for them, so I was very pleased when the publishers asked me to write 2 more. And I've become quite famous. Sometimes people even stop me on the street and ask to take a selfie with me, as if I was a famous pop star or footballer. I'm always surprised when that happens. Luckily, my friends and family are exactly the same with me as they always have been.
And tell us about your plans for the future, Lachlan. You're writing a book for teenagers at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I'm working on another fantasy book right now. It's not about the friendship between a boy and his pet, like The Dragon's Cave. It's about a random group of people who find themselves in a futuristic world, which has elements of the distant past too. So you can expect to meet some crazy high-tech dinosaurs along the way. The book talks about how we learn from history, adapt to change, and constantly try to predict the future. And I hope there is something in it for all ages, not just teenagers.
We can't wait to read it, Lachlan. Thank you for coming in to talk to us today.
It's been a pleasure, Jack.